This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. According to the American Association of Orthopedic Surgeons, in the year 2012, which is the latest data they've got, more than 320,000 people in this country had hip replacement surgery. The cost, as with many things medical, can be unpredictable. But Gigi Duban reports from Birmingham, Alabama, that doctors and insurers are trying to find a way to keep a lid on things.
On a recent Thursday, Darlene Oglesby came in for her post-operative follow-up using a walker, but not really using it. The physician's assistant at Andrews Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Center in Birmingham does a quick check on her.
Now, I watched you walking, and you do not need that, sister.
Thank you.
No. So what we usually do is let you slowly progress to a cane and eventually to nothing. We
have 2 weeks ago, Oglesby had a total hip replacement. And to realize how big a deal it is that she's walking so easily, you have to know how things were before the surgery. Sitting for a long time hurt. Getting out of bed hurt. Walking hurt.
And then it progressively got worse to where I could not walk up stairs without being in tears. And we tried therapy, we tried injections, didn't work.
Oglesby's doctor told her she had arthritis and that she needed a hip replacement.
That was it. I was ready.
Oglesby is 50, which might seem young to have a hip replaced, but it's not anymore. Since the year 2000, according to the CDC, hip replacements among people aged 45 to 54 more than tripled. That's the biggest percentage change of any age group. Randeep Kalan is an orthopedic surgeon, and he's with the Arthritis Foundation. He says a lot of people over 65 expect to have aches and pains.
But in your 40s and 50s, you know, you're still considered a contributor to the workforce, and that kind of pain is something people are not ready to live with or don't want to live with.
Plus, people this age are more active than they used to be. They run marathons. They do yoga. So Kalan says a lot of them say, why wait? But there's also this. Younger, healthier patients who have replacements stay in the hospital fewer days, and they recover faster than older patients. That's a big perk for hospitals and insurance companies trying to keep costs down. Another way to cap costs? Bundled payments.
Where the insurer will pay the hospital or will pay an entity, an organization, if you will, a flat fee.
Nationally, procedure costs range from a low of about $11,000 to as high as more than $125,000, according to a 2013 study. A flat fee includes everything, from the implant device to post-op care. It's all negotiated up front, so there are no surprises. Walmart and Lowe's brokered deals like this with four hospitals across the U.S. Employees of those companies who choose one of these centers don't pay anything out of pocket, even travel costs. A spokesman for Lowe's told me it ensures better outcomes, and their employees get back to work faster. That saves the company money.
Joint replacements are the first and most aggressively marketed orthopedic procedures for bundle payments.
And if taking a trip to Missouri or Seattle to have a hip replaced isn't your idea of fun, try Costa Rica. Lisa Warren is CEO at Andrews Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Center, where Darlene Oglesby had her hip replaced. She says her practice is looking into sending patients overseas. Warren says it's a lot cheaper.
Probably less than half of what it would cost in the United States. I mean, we've looked at some facilities, for example, Costa Rica, and they can do the total hip with the physician component, with 2 weeks stay, with the rehab for about $18,000.
That includes travel and recuperating in a very nice place, Warren says. She says it might make sense to people who maybe couldn't afford a hip replacement here. Still, copays and deductibles are going up, and Warren wonders whether that'll cut into the volume of hip replacements at her busy practice. Could be, she says, more people will decide, hey, maybe it can wait. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.